Next patient is Nancy Jordan. The last name is J-O-R-D-A-N. Nancy is the first name. 77-year-old, white female, the patient of Dr. Paloski that is referred for CKD stage 3B. The patient had a recent retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done on October the 25th, 2023. The red kidney measures 9.3, and there is no evidence of pelvic cholecystasis, period. The renal cortical echogenicity is slightly increased, period. The renal cortical thickness is 0.95 centimeters. And there is a cyst of 2.5 centimeters. In the left kidney, it measures 10.3. There is no cholecystasis. The renal cortical echogenicity is with the normal limits, 1.3. The urinary bladder is not distended. In the laboratory workup, we have the serum creatinine that is 1.4. And the estimated GFR continues to be 39 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of protein in the urine. The patient is in very stable condition. Number two, the patient has evidence of a urinary tract infection. Interestingly, isolated was E. coli, that is resistant to ampicillin and resistant to the quinolones. It's susceptible to the cefepime, so we are going to give oral treatment with cefalexin because the patient continues with urinary urgency. She was given by the primary care nitrofurantoin, but she hasn't experienced any improvement. Cefalexin 500 milligrams three times a day for 7 days. Following number, the patient has evidence of anemia that is normocytic, normochromic. The patient has been a long time user of the blood thinners, warfarin. This could be the reason, and for that situation, we are going to start the replacement of iron. No iron. One tablet POBID was ordered. Following number, history of arterial hypertension that continues to be under control, block 141 over 63. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.